Dana Duncan is not just running for Central Wisconsin's 72nd Assembly District seat. He is also the president of the Port Edwards School Board. The Democrat says he has come up with a unique way to relieve local school property taxes, make all K through 12 public school teachers employees of the state of Wisconsin.
If we were to reclassify and make teachers state employees, then you're talking real property tax relief.
He says because the state would be paying the teachers, it would be forced to meet the traditional goal of two-thirds state funding for local schools. Duncan also would allow teachers to bargain collectively on a region-by-region basis.
Go back to some form of a collective bargaining agreement by region. The Western Wisconsin region, La Crosse and Southwest Wisconsin, has a little different economic situation than, say, Green Bay does.
Duncan's opponent, Republican Assemblyman Scott Krug, is skeptical. Krug says the proposal would end local control of schools and bloat the state budget.
You know, we have local school boards for a reason. We like to have the local control in our local districts for them to make decisions based on what works in their individual areas. That seems like something that just, it's one of those left field proposals that you can't, I don't know how you can predict that adding more state employees is going to fix a problem.
Scott Krug and Dana Duncan made their comments on a Wisconsin public radio talk show. The 72nd Assembly District covers parts of Adams, Wood, and Portage counties. I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.